Yo, amen, say man, yo, man. This is your boy Lonnie with Critical Visuals, and we are live on Talk Yo Ish.
Hey everybody, this is Tatiana at Tokyo-ish, and I'm here with a big old pearl.
Hey.
Olivia Pearl. She told me she was going to bring me a Philly cheese sandwich, but she just ate it. Deep throat.
I took all that sandwich. I left nothing.
I called her, and I was like, can I? She was like, oh, do you want some? I was like, yeah. So I put in my order, and then she gets here, and she's like, sorry. Sucked it up. All of it. Gone.
Bitch was hungry.
We are here live at Atlanta's Gentlemen's Club for Katie Sutra's birthday party.
Hey, baby. Yes. Got all my babies in the house.
And Olivia's here. She's always such a great, awesome Michigander supporter. She shows up. She lives 30 minutes away, but boy, when I tell you this bitch
Don't
wants to get her
stalkers where
pussy licked. Oh, sorry. Okay, so she doesn't live in
stalkers.
Tampa. It's Tampa's big. It's big, right?
Real big. It's not really. You know what? I don't even feel like it's big. I feel like it just takes a long ass time to get everywhere.
It's the bridge.
It's the traffic and the red lights.
But you know what's funny? You always get here before me, so I'm embarrassed because I only live about 10 minutes away from the club.
Oh, wow, yeah. You told me that I was already on the way.
Black people time.
CPT, baby.
Well, let me just tell you my stupid printer, like all this shit, and I have all this stuff that I wanted to make. You know, I ended up having to buy a new freaking printer, like because I couldn't find ink.
Look, I'm going to tell you a secret. I've been looking
into
up
the big
on
black
it.
Dick.
Get up on the.
Oh, my God. Put your dick back in.
Well, stop. I am very well.
Make it tighter.
Handling this deck here.
Sorry, yeah, hold on. Well, your dick is falling.
It's limp. I hold told on. You from the get-go my dick was being limp. Is that it?
Right here. Hold
on. Oh, that.
That
ain't it.
It's that one.
Oh, God. You got the wonky one.
I got the wonky.
You
got
it?
It's wonky.
Here, just pull it up a little.
Okay. Is that better? Is that totally natural?
Okay. I mean, if I had one in the back, it'd be better, but.
Oh, my God. Here we go. Are we talking about anything specific?
No.
Okay. All right. I want out it. So me and Olivia have a reality TV show coming on with a couple other girls like Jericho, Geneva D. I'm trying to bring Isabel on. We are going to be the Belles of Tampa Bay. It'll be coming out soon, produced and recorded and edited by Charles Maddox. He is a great producer, actor, and film star. So tell me what's going on tonight, because I feel like I rushed, and I made it. I made it on time. But I want to talk about the big old pearl.
What you want to know, baby?
Okay, so how sexy are you?
I'm pretty much like 10 on 10 on 10.
Yeah?
On 10.
On 10.
Topped with a little bit
she's,
of
let me tell you guys,
glitter.
You can't all see her, but she's fucking hot. Like, if I was a old lesbo, I would say yes. Let me just tell you that. And I've clicked with her from day one. Again, we're both Michiganders, so I think that has a lot to do with it. But she just has this personality that is so, like, you know those girls that, like, too cool for school? And I was like, oh, fuck that bitch. I want to be in that circle. I want to be in the cool for school circle. I've even bought, like, leggings and, like, because she has her own store. What's your store?
HousePearlBoutique.com.
Into the dick.
HousePearlBoutique.com, everybody.
House of Pearl, big old pearl.
Yes, we have the Kixie thigh highs. We have the Never Nude pasties. A very versed variety of dancewear, lingerie, sexy costumes for your Halloween or cosplay or feature entertainer needs.
Now tell us about the things that you do outside of here, because you are a really big entrepreneur and you seem to be everywhere.
I have this motto in life. I like to get in where I fit in. So Certain things, like the boutique, was a thing that I initiated myself, like with that, for instance. I had kind of already thought about it previous to COVID, but I really kind of just got bored with COVID, and so I said, well, let me stop playing video games and do something productive. So I really kind of like dove into that.
Wait, what kind of video games?
You know, I'm old school. Like, I'm a 80s baby.
Like, and Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
No, I like The Sims, Resident
Evil, GTA. Oh, my God,
shut up,
bitch.
GTA.
Bitch, we're Sim friends? Okay,
yes,
I knew it.
Yes,
I fucking
Sims.
Knew it.
Like, since like Sim Tower,
yep,
girl. Since like Sim Tower.
Listen, since Bella and what's your boy, Mortimer, was together.
Mortimer?
Yeah, and they used to walk. Girl, you know I used to take the doors out and marry him, burn him. And then take his money?
Yeah, all kinds of shit
yeah.
you can do.
Do you
That's
know that,
my game,
You know
bro.
They have those mods? You can do, like, drugs?
Yeah, oh, you be on the PC. I be on the PS.
Oh, no.
Because I ain't cool enough to get the 5.
No!
Bitch,
me
if anybody
either.
Wants to get me one, my Cash App is...
Tell them.
Money me, please.
Is it?
Yeah.
Shut up. I'm going to have to Cash App you just like
no,
so I can
put
that
it's
in.
Like, it's money sign, money me, please.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I shmoney. Like
shmoney.
You have been saying shmoney. I have been saying
shmoney.
That. Is that like the shaboy? Because you said you got to put the S in front of everything, right?
I put the S in front of things that I like to emphasize.
Uh-huh.
But I think there's kind of like subconsciously like a money ring to it.
Yeah.
So like if it's got that money ring to me, I'd be like, shmoney me. Yeah,
so you
we
say like
did that like yesterday or you know.
Wait, do you say shapussy?
No.
Can you? If you want to give it.
My pussy?
Shapussy.
Shapussy.
Yeah, if you want to give it good.
Down and
be
put
like,
that on your shpushy.
Sounds like smushy. Be like, do you want to smush the push?
Smush the push. Smushy me.
You want to smush me tonight.
Smushy me.
Now, me and Olivia have only pretty much been together a year. But when I tell you, we have a lot of things coming up and coming out. I feel like there's just so much potential all the time. Again, she's always supportive of me. She's always at my game. She's always, you know, at the top of her game. And I think I really love that about her, with her intuition and you with your rocks, like your, what is it?
Oh, I didn't wear them.
Tonight. Oh, yeah, you and my sister with these like crystal things.
Yeah. I do my crystals, and my little juju and, you know, I mean, I don't like to categorize it as any one thing. I believe in the power of the universe. And
power of the pussy.
You know, the power, girl, has got it.
Look
at
you wearing blue panties?
I got black panties.
Oh, okay. I was like, I thought I saw your panties.
Yeah.
She's a yeah. She's got this velour, like, crushed velvet dress on.
So
and
soft.
I feel, and then she had, like, the hooker boots and the fur. Because the little nipples outside. And would you say the guy at the gas station was like, is
yeah,
you
yeah, so I pulled up at the gas station real quick. And I grabbed my little stuff. I just got a bottle of water and a Red Bull. And I came around the corner. And a guy turned around. He was cashing out. He turned around and looked at me. And he looked at me. And I just smiled. I'd be polite. Like, you know, whatever. And so I guess that was the go for him.
That was the go. That was like the yes.
So
you want
says,
this ass?
Yeah, he said you look like you ready to go tonight. And I'm like, shit, I'm out here like duh. Like,
pretty woman.
Right.
Pretty woman on the set.
Yeah.
I mean, I love the way you look all the time. If I was going to pay for a high price.
Hooker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey,
it's called.
Classy hooker, baby.
Classy.
Classy.
That's my word. No one
slut.
Steal it.
Yeah.
It's slutty classy.
Slutty.
Right? It's classy, bitch.
I like it. It's really how you want your woman to dress if she, like, wasn't your woman.
Yeah. Listen, if I had the most awesome body like she does, I definitely would dress like her, and I always want to tell her, be like, don't be offended, but oh, my God, I'd buy you. You look expensive.
Thank you, and that's what I go for.
Like the five?
And that's what I told him. I the guy tried to, like, apologize for him. That was like
there's no apology.
Don't apologize.
I mean, like, if I'm gonna buy a hooker, like, she better look like you.
Yes,
and I'm got
exactly.
The 5, 10, 15.
He said, look, this is what he followed up with. He says, do you have a hot date? I said, baby, I am the hot date.
I am the hot date.
I said, I am the hot date.
Are you
he
the judge?
He said, okay, well, good luck out there.
I'm like, well, wait, what gas station were we at? Because whatever gas station, then we'll know.
Circle K.
There was no money at Circle K. We had to be at the, like, mobile.
No, and I already knew it, too, because I peeped his truck before I walked in.
Like, I'm going to get you the scan.
I'm just pulling his chain.
He was trying to pull your chain.
Blanking on him.
That is, was he white or black?
He was white as shit. Oh, he's yeah. hillbilly white. Ah, and you know, I got my hillbilly card, so, like, I know how to deal with the hillbilly.
You know what's so funny? My husband always laughs, and he goes, you guys from Michigan are the most country-ass people I've ever heard of. And my cousin came down here, and she was like, yeah, man. She was like, when are you going to go back to the dog? I'm like, have you ever had that cousin you were embarrassed of?
Yeah. Well, okay, so I got a couple of them. Because,
from Michigan?
Yeah, because, like I mean, I know that, like, it most people would never assume this or half the time even believe me when I tell them. But I am really, like, from Michigan, from a very hick country,
like rural.
Rural, thank you. I don't know why I can't think of the word.
Cows.
Rural.
Because
cows. Like,
cow
we had
camp.
Cows. Yeah. I grew up on a very large farm. Ooh. I had cows. I had tractors.
Yep.
I was the only melanated person.
Yeah, me too.
At my school.
Me too.
You
for
know, like
from
graduating
first grade,
class
yeah.
of 50. Like, I am from the country. Yep. I am very, you know, but I mean, I guess that's my white side, and I also have a black side. And,
yeah.
You know, we adapt to different environments and urban and this
yeah,
and
but
that
I've always been the one, like the
yeah.
one black, like
oh, the one.
And I hate to say it, but when there's another one in the group, sometimes I'm like, what are they doing here? What are they doing here? Like,
because I'm the one.
Yeah,
there can only be one. There can't be two number ones because that makes 11.
Yeah, and then my friend was like, but he's a guy. I was like, get him out of here. Mm-mm. So he was gone. Because I really like
I
felt some type of yeah I.
Hater.
I Because he was the funny black person. Like, I'm the funny black person. What the
well,
fuck?
Yeah, and I mean, when we were younger, especially because, you know, you're cultured that way.
Yeah.
You know, but now that we're older and we're all like, yeah, black power, let's
yeah.
do it. Yeah.
We're like, do
black
it.
Black power.
I tell them, I'm like,
you're black and I'm black and we should be black together and let's do amazing black things.
And then when it's feasible, we're like, we're all white.
Right, yeah.
You know what?
We'll pull our white card, girl. I'll pull my white card, my
country
hillbilly
oh,
card.
Yeah,
I'll
pull
too. My titty card. I'll pull
my titty card. My
I'll
ass
pull
card.
All these cards.
My stripper card. My sister laughed. She goes, why do you call it a dance bag? You're not a dancer. I was like, I don't know. Because I use it to go to the dance world. I don't know. And get my dance bag, bitch.
Yeah.
It's easier. Right. Whatever. Door
that's
girl.
A, that's
honorary.
A go bag. That's a go bag, girl.
Well, I have the whole bag in the car, but people are like, do you have them? I'm like, I do. It's in the car. Because you asked for a spray earlier. I'm like, in the car. Just
know,
do it.
I've been messing up.
All right, so what are we Slack. Going to do this year? We are waiting for Katie Sutra. She's on Black
yes.
People Time, too.
No, she's not. She's not supposed to be until
9. Oh, I thought she said 9.
The sign outside said 11.
Oh, my God. White people signs here at Atlantis with Brandon.
Yeah, Brandon. You better check out and make sure he's handling it your business.
Oh, it don't matter.
I'm sure he is, though, because he sure looked like he's handling shit
he
every time
he just
got I'm
married.
Here. He got married?
Yeah, on Sunday.
Aww,
he had a limp.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Brandon.
Yes.
His ankle was, like, messed up. He needs to have something done. He was, like, limping, like, a couple days. Remember when me and you and Angie came?
Yes.
He was, and I went in the back. He was limping. That's why I went in the back. And he was like, I'm so sorry, but I can't come out there. Like, he literally
Aww.
Was hurting. And I felt so bad. How are you going to go down the aisle? He goes, a lot of liquor. But he seems fine today. I don't know.
Good,
we'll
good,
see.
Good, yeah, we can't postpone that one.
No, he couldn't do that. And I'm pretty sure he married a black girl. I don't know, but.
I mean, I can see it.
Yeah, he's got them braids. Somebody did those.
I know it. I know it. He's so cute, but yeah, you told me he was like that. I said, okay.
Yeah, you know what? That makes him so awesome and nice, and
yes.
we don't have to feel like creeped out about it or anything, because a lot of people in this industry think that maybe we're all about that, and I like sway away from the people that are single. I hate to say that, like when they're in charge, just because sometimes they want to use that as their. Oh, do me, and then we can do that. Like, no.
Oh, yeah, I can see.
Yeah, it happens. I mean, I don't know. Are you single? Complicated?
Yes. This is Olivia Pearl with House of Pearl Boutique checking in with Takio-ish. I'm always single. But
single for
then,
a penis,
know,
or?
It's complicated.
Now, do you go?
I
now,
like what I like when I like
Do you
it.
Swing the other way?
I like what I like when I like it.
Have
it
you,
doesn't happen very often.
But you've went the
happened.
Vagina way?
I have.
Like, just you want another vagina?
No, I gotta have dick.
Oh, okay. All right.
Sorry.
Okay.
Like, I'm, oh, I don't want to say I'm strictly dick. No, but I'm like,
but
strictly dick.
But you are. Somebody's popping ass, ass, ass. Yes, Katie. Oh, my God. I'm like, wait, turn around. Let me see. I'm sorry. I was distracted by your vagina.
Yes,
Katie Sanchez here for her birthday. We were just talking about you. No, it was good. No, it's good. It was. It was. Yes, go put glitter on that puss.
Yes, so we can smack it.
Go get that ass.
Well,
we'll oh my God.
Right here waiting.
I know. I can't wait. She is here. She is ready. It is happy fucking birthday. Yes. I have a gift for you when you're ready. I got to get her gift out. So we are here at Atlantis Live for KT Sutra's birthday, and it is time. We are here with Olivia Pearl, and we are going to interview Isabelle. Can I say Isabella?
Yes, you can say all that.
I want to say it.
This is my little homie Isabella.
Isabella.
She is a little cutie underscore XC.
Little cutie with a booty.
On Instagram, yes, and the little cutie got it.
Oh,
damn,
wait,
booty.
Where can we find you?
Me?
Yeah, on Instagram,
me?
Facebook, and your me? Store. Tell me all your links.
Okay, so Instagram at Big O Pearl. Facebook, Olivia Pearl. The store you can find at Big O. Shit.
We've been
so
drinking.
Much, I know, so much
okay.
shit.
All right, we're going
to
post the link.
Cards. No, it's houseofpearlboutique.com.
Listen, cue cards when we get paid the 500. No, I'm joking.
That's why we're going to start making them hoes.
Okay. I will. Listen, just go
talking
click
points.
Click the
so
link below. Olivia's so
there
hot.
You go. There you go.
She's so hot that she can't even say what the fuck.
No,
just big old pro.
I can. There's just so many things to remember.
We did
time.
Start drinking and eating. I wish I was eating a Philly cheese.
Go get yourself.
No, you're not. No, no, no. I'm just going to get super drunk.
No.
Why?
Because it's literally like just.
No, 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 no. No, that's called, no, that's called doing stuff. No, I'd rather you work the room. Make us tips.
I can multitask. You know I like to multitask.
I know you do. No, you like to drive also. Every time she likes to drive, I'm like, I hate fucking driving.
I love driving.
Oh, well, I'm going to fucking hire you.
See, but that's from growing up on the farm because I've been driving everything with a steering wheel since I was like 8.
Well, I hope you have steering wheels when you're driving. Wait, do you ride horses? Not
yes,
men.
I can horses. Ride horses. I can ride men. I can ride lawnmowers. I can ride tractors.
I can ride. Can you come mow my lawn?
I've never rode a donkey, but.
What? Okay, I'm from Italy. Donkeys all day.
Donkeys all day.
Well, they're really
see,
slow and boring.
I'm slack and you're making up. So
I am.
Got
we're
coming.
Front and back, bitch. Ooh,
front
Michigan.
Back.
Fucking, I ride asses. Right by the mountain too, and they're so boring and slow, and you get no air. It's ridiculous. I'm like, spin it up, fucking donkey, and they're like, shut up, handicap bitch. You can't even walk faster than me.
So tell me what the fuck you've been doing. Like, tell me, like,
okay, working on the reality TV show, like, working on Emily's birthday party that's gonna come up soon.
What is Emily's? Oh,
Emily Gugliano, the March 5th here at Atlantis. Hanging out with Paul Allen and Tracy at Night Moves.
Yes, two of my favorite people.
Love them.
Love them also.
Trying to get into Desire and Throttle, and I've been in Bad Diesel magazine. Just out there. I mean, just trying to make this podcast what it's supposed to be. I want to be one of the number one podcasters in the club because I'm one of the only ones that set up in the club. A lot of people don't have the equipment that I have. This equipment is not made to be thrown around, and thank God if it wasn't for my husband helping me and coming
Absolutely.
And setting up. Like, I mean, I can set up by myself, but it's a production, and I mean, we travel. We do. I mean, if anybody wants to book me at TokyoIsh@yahoo.com or contact Olivia Pearl or I mean, I'm about to get my phone and route pretty soon, and we can negotiate prices. I'm on the No Offense Network, so I'm on the No Offense Radio
Station.
We got to
talk about that. I talked to
you.
You want to
talk about it? Did you talk to him at Arlington?
I did.
Did you like
it? I didn't have time to do this is me and my personal. I do background checks on, you know.
No,
and I have the Super Bowl thing coming up, so I talked to him, but I didn't have time to really, like, check in the situation.
Sit.
So, yeah, like, if you want to rap about that or, like,
yes,
whatever.
No offense, Matt Arlington.
I
want
to know what's going on with
that. I definitely want Chunky Bricks. He does the, what do you call those? He does the flyers. And I love the fact that he, you know, we're all on the network. Geneva D at Hourglass Body. That's Body with the I. That's my sister.
Yes.
Real Yummy joined. She's a rapper, female rapper. My favorite song, 3 weeks. Like, that's the bomb. We're just all, like, coming together. And it's a network where we all help each other. So let's say you need flyers or you need to be in the magazine.
Yeah.
Or you need, we get 2 free pages a month in a magazine.
Okay.
And it's $30 a month for your fee, but he's building on it so that we can get residuals, so we can, you know, start making money together.
Yes, because that's what we're about.
That's what we're about.
We're trying to make this money flow.
Yes.
Keep flowing. Don't stop flowing.
Don't stop. If you,
you
need
know,
something.
Money, money in the bank.
And he's not about, like, oh, just artists or, oh, just. I'm good. If he's not just about, you know, whatever that you don't need. He's about what you do need. He's got Remo on there. He's got Dave Finch. He owns a studio. He's from Detroit. A white dude from Detroit. Love it. I think he said the hood factor. Oh, my God. He has a catch line. I can't remember. The realest in the hood. I can't remember. Dave Finch. The hood is real. Oh, God. Please,
yeah,
Dave.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I know,
sorry.
Me too.
We gotta
sorry, Dave. I'm going to have Dave on here pretty soon.
Yes.
Yeah, the No Offense Network with Matt Arlington. You can look him up on Facebook. He has the greatest thing going down. We help each other. Network Emily Gugliano just joined. So, I mean, like I said, she's the American Mermaid, Playboy model. Like, we're just trying to get everybody in. You can help me, I can help you.
There's and that's what I told him. You know, I mean, he kind of told me he deals a lot with, like, music artists and rap artists, upcoming artists.
I opened him up to the titty world.
Well, see, and that's what I told him. I said, I got the girls. Like, if you need, you know, you need girls for music videos.
And that's what these guys need.
You know, girls for promo material.
Listen,
like,
Dave,
I got that.
Dave Finch, like, said he came out, him and Remo came out to see me at my 1 year anniversary at Baby Dolls. And he was like, security would not let me near you. And he goes, I couldn't even get any girls. We had money to tip. We had a couple thousand. Not one girl would sit down and be with us because they were like, no, get away. The podcast is here.
Podcast.
Yeah, so he was like, I don't you I know you but I don't, and he goes, I can't believe what the fuck you're doing out there. So he, when we went on the Shizzle show,
yes,
he sat there for an hour without saying anything and then called me out that I didn't fucking say shit because security wouldn't let him by me. So I'm like, next time yell Detroit, I got
hey,
you.
Yeah, that's all you got. You gotta let people
Detroit.
Know.
Yeah.
Do. Like,
but he was like, I didn't know. I was with Angie Air 15 and Trap God. And he was like, you guys look like you were really doing it. So he was like, I listened to your show. Like, so from there, they told me about the network on the Shizzle show. And then that's when I was like, let's. So it was on air. Jelani, he's a photographer, videographer.
Yep, yep, we met.
He said that right on the Shizzle show, he's like, look, Matt Arlington wants to speak to you. I want the ish girl. I'm like, I love that. So literally 2 days later, my producer and editor, Brennan of Tokyo-ish, Brennan Jett, he was like, yeah. Definitely.
And
he is, let me tell you, he's very finicky. My producer, he's very, you know, checks things out. Like, you think you do a background check, he must be you.
Got to.
From Michigan, now he's in Arizona, but he's out there, you know, doing the other half of what I can't or don't want to do. it's just
why
amazing.
We pay people.
Well, I don't pay him. Fam and love.
That
he gets paid
hey,
in love.
Paid is paid, damn
paid
it.
Is paid.
Paid is paid.
But you know what's funny? Ever since I was little, I always told him we were going to make $1 million together. So
yes. Well,
and he didn't believe it, but he believes it now.
Take over the world.
Take it over the world. I know. That was one of your answers, right? Ultimate domination.
Yeah, world domination, baby.
World domination.
Well, that's he said, what does that mean? That means world domination. It's only like it's self-explanatory. That means everything that I come to do, I take the fuck over.
Yes, she fucking does. I love it. I can't get enough.
Try my goddamn best.
Can't get enough, Olivia Pearl.
Yeah.
All right, where is my?
What you want to do,
Elizabeth?
Izzy Bell.
Yes.
Right,
is that her dancer name too?
You. That is. This is okay. Like I said. This is little cutie underscore XC. I have kind of taken her under my wing to hopefully make her the next up-and-coming feature entertainer. She's got kind of a little fetish niche. I'm going to let you guys kind of like see what that is for yourselves. I don't want to ruin the surprise. But she's a little cutie with a little fucking booty, and she twerk it like,
So excited.
So, yeah. So I'm going to throw her up here. You guys show her some love, and
we're
see
out.
What she got.
Wait, so you told me you have something for me. What is that?
I do. I brought you a little present, you know, that I like to come with.
I know, you always give me presents. Oh, I forgot the present that you got me.
Oh.
She presented me another present earlier.
Yeah, a few weeks ago, I brought you with a little something something.
It was like an outfit. Okay. I already used it.
I know you did.
I can't bring it back because.
No, there ain't no returns.
You'll get pregnant.
Right.
Yeah, I don't need that in my life. My tubes are sitting somewhere.
Yeah, I'm glad you got your shit handled, boo boo cake. But yeah, I had just put together a couple like little promo material a few weeks ago, and you had said something about how you liked it, and you know, so on and so forth. So
show me.
I just made you a little something. And I mean, it's not like super ass complete.
I love it. Look, talk your issues with the microphone. Oh shit, with the dancer in it. Wait, can you see it? I love it. That's like the nicest thing anybody's ever done. Aw, Liz.
So if you can see, I made her a new logo. Talk your ish
with the mic,
the dancer in there because you know most of this is dance related.
Yes, we gotta
stick it in a box by any means.
No, but girl power. Yes, like, shit, all of us want to look like that.
Be sexy, do your thing.
And you know I love purple. Oh,
yes, we got the purple on there. We got the mic on there because what we doing, we talking on motherfucking.
Talking on the motherfucking mic, bitch.
I'm going to try to change it so I can make it a big,
big
black mic.
No, I'd like the girl to put a black shit on there.
But that's inside joke. That's like our shit. I can say big black mic.
You listen to my episode,
yeah,
huh?
You always talk about talking shit. I'm going to change it up. I'm going to see if I can incorporate that in there subconsciously.
Come on, I got makeup on. Stop trying to make me cry, bitch. You know I'm emotional all the fucking time. I see you guys dancing on stage. I like literally... Every time, like, Jericho gets on stage or anybody, I, like, literally look away.
We give that energy, dog. We give that, like, and you just, like, if it hits you personally, because we know you personally.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So, like,
we babysit each other's kids.
Right. Like it comes across to these guys as one thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, when that energy hits somebody in a room that you know personally, like.
Listen, Real Yummy was in the studio last week. We were doing a clip, and she took her jacket off after, like, the third take. I don't know what it was, but when she took her jacket off, I literally started, like, crying. I had to look away. My sister videotaped it on Snapchat.
Who is this?
Real
this
Yummy. She's a new rapper.
Have I met her?
Yeah, on my birthday. She looked like she was in the...
I wasn't at your birthday, baby. I wasn't in town.
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, my God. See, you're at so many events. I don't know. You'll meet her. You'll love her. You'll love her. She's amazing.
What was the one girl's name that did the poetry?
Ginger Snap.
Oh, okay.
Guess what? She's got her own podcast now.
Gangster.
Yeah, we're gonna go on there.
It.
We're gonna go talk dirty.
Let's do that.
You ready?
She is the guy. All right,
listen.
Talking dirty.
Next Monday, I'm gonna get you in.
She had me in bed.
Listen, I've been trying to buy this damn. She had you in bed.
I've been trying. Damn near.
She drew.
She damn near.
She made this.
Nobody gave me like a. She about to be as dirty as you, bitch.
Yeah.
So I wasn't prepared for
that. I call them nasty one and nasty two. Real nasty one.
I just wasn't ready for that. Like, I took it in. Yeah. I absorbed
she,
it.
She made a dog.
I edited it.
She made a photo with dog with balls on his face. And then I asked her.
Yeah, I like her style.
I said, those clouds are fuck clouds? She goes, no, just clouds dirty, bitch. I'm like, really? I'm dirty. But you got a fucking centipede fuck a peed?
She said a centipede fucking a peed.
Yeah, it was a fuck a peed or something. I don't know. I'm going to show you. It was crazy. But I got called nasty because I said her these fuck clouds.
But let's see, you know, this is the love. This is the situation. We're going to bring all our girls together and all the little instances and opportunities that we can because we some badass bitches doing some badass things in 2022. Yeah.
Some shit bitches can't do.
Yeah, so with that, let me introduce you to my own girl, Isabel, this little cutie _XC on Instagram. And she's about the hottest little thing in Tampa right now, y'all. So let me introduce her.